Chapter 70. It was now known as the Fontainebleau Miami Beach. It had undergone a two-year, billion-dollar renovation and reopened in 2008. There was a Michael Mina steak restaurant, a slew of bars, and also Italian and Cantonese cuisine. The lobby was vast and expensive-looking.
Surprised the service could afford the rates here on their per diem,
said White as they walked toward the concierge desk. It was cheaper back then, no doubt, and what the president wants, the president gets.
Yeah, you'll catch me at the local Marriott, thank you very much. A meal here probably equals one of my paychecks.
You know what they say, if you have to ask the price. They flashed their creds at the concierge, who, after they had told him what they needed, made a phone call and then directed the pair to a small office off the lobby. There, a young woman rose to greet them. Pamela Lawrence was in her 20s with an energetic manner and dancing blue eyes.
FBI, huh? That's not something we see every day. I hope not,
said White. They sat down across from her. Decker said, We're interested in the hotel's history. Lawrence said enthusiastically,
It is very historic. It's on the National Register. And in 2012, the Florida chapter of the American Institute of Architects ranked the hotel number one on its list of Florida architecture.
Congratulations, said Decker. We were interested in another part of its history.
Okay, what?
In 1981, President Reagan gave a speech here. She looked at him blankly.
Reagan? I wasn't aware of that, but that was almost 20 years before I was even born.
Do you have records that might address that event? I mean, it's a pretty big deal when the president comes to your place.
We've had lots of big names here. When the hotel reopened in 2008, Usher and Mariah Carey performed. Wow,
said White.
That's some firepower. Right?
Said Lawrence, smiling.
I mean, I was only 8 back then, and I don't really follow their music, but I'm sure it was pretty cool. Now you're really making me feel geriatric,
quipped White. But a president, now that's really cool, said Decker in a prompting manner. So, do you have an archive or something we could look at?
We do, actually, but I helped put it together, so I know it doesn't include the speech by President Reagan. I'm sorry, but maybe I should go and research that.
I suppose there's no one working now that was here at that time. Lawrence went on her computer and checked.
Our longest-serving employees started in 2010.
She glanced up.
Hospitality has a high turnover rate, even in a place like this.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with the attitude and behavior of the guests, said Decker.
Isn't the customer always right?
Said Lawrence brightly. Ask yourself that in 2 years. They left. White drove while Decker checked his phone. Okay, Google was no help. Maybe we need to do it the old-fashioned way.
Meaning?
The local newspaper. Reagan's in town to give a speech. It might be in their news morgue.
Now you're really showing your age.
And there's something else.
What?
Arthur Dykes said that Reagan was there to give a fundraising speech.
Right, so what? Politicians do those all the time.
Dykes also said it was 8 months after John Hinckley shot Reagan. Well, Reagan was shot in March, so 8 months later was November of 1981.
Which was before I was born.
The point is, why would Reagan be doing a fundraiser not even a year into his term? I know how politics has gotten nowadays, but back then you didn't need $1 billion to run for president.
I guess that is odd.
But he might have been doing a fundraiser for someone else.